We want to wish everyone a happy Purim. Purim is the Jewish equivalent to Halloween because you dress up in costumes, and it talks about Queen Esther and all the stuff of the biblical times. But it's more of a Jewish Halloween. So we want to welcome everyone from coast to coast, everyone on BBS Radio Network, and the great people over there in San Francisco. We thank you. Anyway, welcome to yet another edition of Cameron Sports and Life. And we are sailing along on our boat for our ninth year of broadcast excellence here on LA Talk Radio and BBS Radio in Bay Area. And, you know, in Los Angeles State, it was raining. It was drizzly. I think in the Bay Area it was the same thing. And it's been like 57 degrees and humidity. And, you know that you don't feel too good because of the humidity. So what I was going to tell everyone is, this weather is like good. Stay home, have your chicken soup, get your marshmallows, get a nice fireplace to keep warm, and listen to Cameron's show. So I want everyone to listen to the show. And then next week we're going to guest in. We're going to have my good buddy Ken Pfeiffer calling in, who's the UFO research for MUFON, and also he's the head of the Israel, also Portugal, New Jersey, and the East Coast. For MUFON, which is a organization which gets into UFO sightings and other things, and he'll be on tonight. And then we're going to hopefully get on Bernadette, who's my good friend, a life coach from San Antonio, or actually, Bernadette, Austin, Texas. She'll be calling in. We'll talk about relationships. We'll talk about holiday. So we have a packed show tonight, and we've got. It's just me in studio today, so it's kind of good because I get to talk to the audience. And please call us. Our number is 323-203-0815. Once again, our number is 323-203-0815. That's from west, east to Bucharest, Hungary, and then to South Africa, Johannesburg. So call us at 323-203-0815. And also, you can email me at cdatzker at yahoo.com or Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, D-A-T-Z-K-E-R at yahoo.com. So if you have a question, comment, we love it. Also, we are Twitter, cdatzker123 at Twitter. And then we're also on Instagram, and we're also on Gmail, cdatzker at Gmail. So we're all over the place. Anyway, let's get to the news. Breaking news from the LA Talk Radio and BBS Radio newsroom. Winter storms batter U.S. Eastern Seaboard. Thousands of flights have been canceled, and more than a million homes have no power. That's the sad part when you have a storm. Severe storms are wreaking havoc along the U.S. Eastern Seaboard, causing coastal flooding and powerful outages, and bring travel services to a halt. More than a million residents were without power in the Northeast and Midwest, while rail operator Amtrak suspended its Northeast service. So you imagine you're not going to have the rail service go in the rain in this storm. But everyone out there, I know it's crazy times when it's raining. Just keep home, keep warm. Have your favorite beverage. Let's get to the weekend. Enjoy it. It's Friday night, and all the people out there, happy Shabbat. To all the Jewish people out there, and everyone have a wonderful weekend. Now, another news story is the EU, which is the European Union, is to respond firmly to Trump's tariffs. Now, we're going to talk about the tariffs in a second. The U.S. motorcycles, bourbon, and jeans could be among the targets of retaliatory duties, warns the bloc. And I don't understand it, to be honest with you. I really don't, because why would you want to do that in this type of weather? Anyway, Donald Trump said yesterday in a news conference that he wants to have a tariff on, I think it was steel. It was like 25% of foreign steel, and I think that's crazy. and then 10% aluminum. Okay, you do that. All it's going to do is it's going to be Europe and all over Asia, especially China. They're going to retaliate. They're not going to pay that ridiculous price. Mr. President, we know you're in the twilight zone, but this is totally off base. Why would you want to charge people with a beer can? They're going to have to pay more, and it's going to be outrageous. So you're not really helping the economy. You're ruining the economy. So I would recommend, why even get involved with this? Have a negotiation with the European nations, and we don't need to have steel industry come back, because steel industry was strong in the 70s and 80s, but because of the economic times, they don't have the same type of power. And don't promise them stuff that you can't deliver on. So that's the story on that. Now, other breaking news: a death toll rises. A freeze is gripping Europe right now. It's sad to say the death toll from severe weather has risen across Europe, with at least 23 casualties in Poland alone, and sub-zero temperatures, officials say. So we're going to get you up to date at the bottom of the hour of the latest news from out there. And people ask, how did Melania Trump get her Einstein visa? And how did Melania Trump get one? Well, Melania Trump obtained a U.S. citizenship on a visa reserved for immigrants with extraordinary ability and sustained national and international acclaim. So my thing is, we know she was a model. We know she was, dating at that time Donald Trump. Now she's his wife. Why does she have to get a special visa? Well, I guess Congress is going to look into it. That's kind of strange. Anyway, it's Academy Award time in Hollywood, and they're going to have the best pictures and the best actor, best actress. I haven't seen any of the pictures, but I'll name them out. Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. I love that name. Now, who will win for actress? You got Sally Hawkins, who did The Shape of Water. Frances McDermott. She was in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Margot Robbie, who was in I, Tonya. Solise Ronan, who did Lady Bird. And Meryl Streep did The Post. So we should see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see who wins the Oscar. And that's going to be on ABC this Sunday at 5 p.m. with Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting. Anyway, the best actor categories, who will win for the best actor? We got Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name. And then Daniel Day-Lewis, who's a phenomenal actor. Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, about Winston Churchill, Denzel Washington plays Roman J. Israel, Esquire, and that's been nominated. So we should see what happens. I'm going to say I would love Denzel Washington to get an award, and I like Daniel Day-Lewis. So I say this should be Denzel Washington. And for actress, I'm going to pick the lady from Ireland. Say Elise Ronan for Lady Bird. She may win. Now, DNA sheds light on settlement of Pacific. Two genetic studies have shed light on the epic journeys that have led to the settlement of the vast Pacific region by humans. And what I was going to say is we're going to talk about UFOs. We got enough UFO news. We're going to wait for Ken Pfeiffer to call us. We're going to wait for Genevieve to call us, my buddy Bernadette the Genevieve, she'll call us, and we're real excited on LA Talk Radio. If you want to talk about politics, we will talk about it. If you want to talk about the Academy Awards, we'll talk about it. And another issue to bring on the table is Donald Trump tweeted about Alex Baldwin. It's kind of funny. He said that to bring back Daryl Hannah, who's funnier and a greater talent. What happened was Donald Trump wrote a tweet, and he said that he don't like Alec Baldwin playing him, and he was in a spat over, you know, the portrayal of him by Alec Baldwin. I thought Baldwin did good. I think he's crazy. But anyway, make a long story short, Trump didn't like the way he portrayed. So Alex Baldwin wrote him. He says, well, good. Everyone likes my performance. But anyway, Trump is only the president of the United States and has better things to do since all that. And he should mind his biz. You know, he should focus on this country. Try to get jobs for the people, you know? That's what he needs to do. Anyway, I was just going to mention, Danny's not here today. We hope Danny will be here next week. He's on assignment. And then I've been getting emails about our trips. We're going to have our trips next week. I didn't bring the literature, but we're going to talk about our trip to go to Roswell, New Mexico, Las Vegas, Nevada is going to be added. And then we're going to go another trip to Philadelphia for MUFON. This is going to happen in July. And then another trip that we may be doing is Sedona. So please, you know, stay along with us. And we're going to have many, many things going on. One story I'll break right now is Rick Ross, the musical gentleman, was hospitalized after being found unresponsive in Florida. They say Ross has a long history of suffering from seizures in the past, which he credited to a lack of sleep. Rick Ross was hospitalized early Thursday morning when police and emergency teams were called to the scene after he was found unresponsive in his Florida home. The report also states that the stress and heavy breathing could be pneumonia-related. So that's some news this week. But he's the musical entrepreneur, rap guy. So, you know, we heard about that. Elton John storms off the stage, sounds off on fans. Elton John was in Vegas doing his normal show. And he was performing Saturday nights, All Right for Fighting, with a few of the fans who he invited on stage became unruly. In this video, Elton John walked off stage mid-song when a fan kept trying to high-five him. I saw him say the F word off to somebody, and audience member told the gossip site. Wow. Unbelievable when you're a star. Unbelievable stuff. Other things I wanted to talk about, and we'll hopefully have Ken Pfeiffer calling us in from New Jersey, and we could talk about many other issues. On the thing, I got some sightings, related sightings. And what else? Oh, God, there's so many things going on in the news now. Let me give an update on a couple things. Now, Boston right now, this is from our CNN affiliate. Boston streets are flooded as second nor'easter in 2 months pound city. So we wish the people back east good luck from all that. So what I was going to say is it's horrible when you have a storm. Believe me. It's bad. And, you know, it's just when you don't know what to do, you're stuck in the storm, your car is stuck, you know, like the people in Atlanta had last year, and it's just a scary situation. But anyway, what I was going to say is that, you know, just keep, if you guys are in the car, just keep yourselves calm. Everything will be okay. We'll get you home. We will make you laugh, is what we're known to do. And everyone, we wish you a very nice Friday night. And as we're mowing around, I wanted to talk about the Trump. You know, we let it with the story about Trump. So let's get back to our Friday night about how Trump's tariffs may pose a threat. So what we'll do is we'll talk about that. Burnett, please call. If you're on hold, call in. Burnett's going to call us from Austin, Texas. Let me give her a little note. So we're looking for her. And, God, busy show. And we put yes, and we're ready to go. Wait, hold on. Okay. Bernadette is our life coach and our friend from Austin, Texas. She'll call in. I'm going to drink my Diet Pepsi. Too bad we don't get an ad from Diet Pepsi. But anyway, Bernadette, it deals with different issues. And it's fun to hear from her because she gives a lot of energy. So we're going to get Bernadette on the phone right now. Well, good evening. Bernadette.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Hello, L.A.
I'm telling you, welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. The host is having fun. I got all these stories. I'm going, but which direction should we go? Anyway, so how's the weather out there? Is it raining in Texas?
It has been really, really rainy for the last week, but actually today the sun broke through and we had a little bit of a nice break from the horrendous rain that we've been experiencing here. It's so strange.
Well, we got your
What's
rain.
Going on, Cameron?
Well, we have your rain because it's been raining in L.A. And I noticed when it rains, people drive, and it feels like they're moving a tank. You know, when they drive.
Yeah.
They drive on the freeway.
Yeah, and some people, especially in Texas, don't really have that down yet.
I think that
California drives. So it's a struggle for them.
So anyway, what we're going to talk about tonight is we'll talk about, you know, we always talk about the stress and how people are all stressed out and how, you know, people are getting, you know, it's the marks the Jewish holiday of Purim, which is the, you know, day of dressing up like Halloween. So people are really excited about that. So tell us about ways we can de-stress out.
Well, okay. Not to sound cliche, but, you know, meditation is huge. But oftentimes, Cameron, when we get stressed out, we don't even realize that we stop breathing. Like, we literally hold our breath when we get stressed. And paying attention to how we are breathing is really a big deal. And it sounds very minor, but that's how we process things. That's how things begin to flow through our bodies that we get to release it, is by paying attention to our breath. So simple breath breathing exercises are very helpful to decompress. So I typically do in sets of threes, in through the nose for like 7 seconds, hold it for like 4, and then out to 8 seconds. And just doing that 3 times, and while you're doing that, kind of blowing out that energy and breathing in, you know, peace and light and calm, it really does help. And it sets the stage to be able to go into a meditation where, even if we sit down and think or do nothing or don't have any meditative music or anything on at all, just being able to sit and focus on breath will bring you back to a place of center. So that is huge.
Right, right.
Breathing. It's very simple, but so intelligent. Exercise.
Okay.
Getting to the gym or going outside and sprinting or taking a nice long walk. Anything that's going to help to channel that extra anxiety, the extra stress energy out, that's going to be a big deal too. Exercise is awesome for that. I have to make it to the gym at least 4 times a week or I'm just not normal.
Okay, so what you're saying is working out is good to de-stress, and you said also meditation, if I caught you.
Meditation.
Because they say...
Uh-huh. And
yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
And I said, they you know, when I was in doing yoga, the big thing was to meditate, and I met someone, and he would meditate 3 or 4 times a day. And I go, wow. You know, I thought it was unusual. But the guy was able to, you know, he worked as an engineer. He was able to go into yoga pose and was able to do his job. That's amazing. You know, you think about it.
It really is. And you know what? Just because somebody meditates, you know, 3, 4 times a day, you don't have to do it for a long period of time. And that's what's great about it, is that there's no real expectation. There's no right or wrong to how you do it. I mean, just 3 minutes, 5 minutes, going into the bathroom when you're at work, when you have a stressful encounter or conflict or whatever, or you're just feeling overwhelmed, to just disengage and go into the bathroom for a few minutes, that's all you need.
God.
So you don't have to sit there and, you know, crisscross applesauce, and you know, you don't have to do that. You can just sit somewhere and for 3 minutes just decompress, breathe, focus on your breathing, right, and clear your mind and get yourself back to center. And that's the best way to do it.
Now I was going to ask
you can do that 10 times a day.
Oh, that's good. No, that's good. That's good stuff you gave out. Good information. Now, another thing that happens a lot in, I notice with people is you see them driving on the freeway. And I saw it today. I couldn't believe it. A guy was going 80 miles an hour, and he was on an empty lane anyway. So he was going 80 miles an hour, and then his car started to break down. It was really interesting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he was going really fast. I'm going, why are you going so fast? So he went so fast, and his car broke down anyway. But in L.A., we have car chases. And when they do the car chase, you know what? They're going to get caught anyway. It's not like they're going to get away from the police. But every day there's a car chase. And the interesting thing is each person thinks they're going to get away from the police. But they don't, because the police are always behind them. You know? And it's funny. You know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, another thing.
Yeah, it's like, where are you going to go? Eventually you have to stop for gas.
Right. Exactly.
Where are you
going
to go?
Exactly. You got to, and then when they, and then they have here, I don't know if they have it in Texas, but when they catch him, they have the spike, you know, for the tires. And then when they put the spike on, you notice the guy saying, maybe we shouldn't go there. Maybe we shouldn't drive around for another hour, you know, and it's funny, you know. Now, another thing is, go ahead. Go ahead.
You guys have those spikes just in the road? Do you guys just, are they already
no, they put in them the out, road? They put them out for the car chases. In fact,
there
was a big car chase the other day where a guy went to all these cars. And it's just, I can't believe that people would think of ideas on these car chases. They're just crazy, crazy, crazy thing. And then road rage. Now, let's talk about stress. People road rage. Is that a big problem by you too? Road rage?
It's a big problem in Texas. Now, we don't have as many car chases as y'all do.
Right.
But we do have a lot that of road rage, yes, for sure. And, you know, I would just say, first of all, if you're feeling that way prior to getting into your car, you probably have to wake up a few minutes earlier and get yourself prepared. And I'm going to throw out meditation again, because it's a great way to start the day and set your own expectations for yourself, but also to get yourself into alignment so that you're better able to deal with everybody else that's out there. And I'm not just talking about on the street. I'm talking about anywhere that you go that you encounter other personalities or other energies. If we're not centered and ready to do that, then anything can set you off at any time, including traffic.
Right.
Which here in Texas, it took me 2.5 hours to get north the other day because, you know, people want, like you said, going 80 miles an hour on an interstate. It's pouring down rain. You've got, you know, all of these other people. And what do you think is going to happen? You're going to lose control. Well, there's two dead bodies in the road when I finally, you know, got diverted around the accident. So, you know, so many people just, they're so anxious to get somewhere, and their destination is more important than every other, you know, 100,000 people that are on the road. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's true. Here
handling
too.
That.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And just handling that, you know, by keeping yourself in check. And if everybody did that, how much nicer would it be to even drive on the street? I mean, how much easier would it be to get from where you're going to it? Because there's not all of that anxiety.
No, that's
right?
True.
It's all about keeping ourselves in check, because we can't do anything about the guy next to us. We can't do anything about that. All we can do is focus on how we respond,
right,
how we act. And if we're not prepared for that, if we don't prepare ourselves for that, then we get sucked up into the drama or the chaos or the anxiety or the stresses or everything else that's going on around us. So
now I had a question.
Centering ourselves and making sure we're straight, that's the best way to avoid any kind of road rage.
No, that's true, because I notice when I'm out here, you know, as I'm driving, I try to avoid these folks that are going 100 miles an hour. Because you know what? You're not going to win anyway. And maybe have the road. Take the road. Take the road. Like, you know, like the old cliche is when someone would rob a liquor store, hey, they're going to rob it. Give them the money. You know? You know, they're going to take the money anyway, right? So that's what they do.
Exactly.
You know, why fight with them? Now I was going to mention, are you going to have a seminar coming up?
I have a retreat coming up June 23rd to June 27th.
Ooh, where will that be?
That will be in Florence, Texas, at an amazing retreat resort. It's actually a vineyard out here, and it's absolutely beautiful. It resembles Tuscany, actually.
Really?
So they grow their own varietals, they bottle, they sell. It's absolutely amazing. It's a beautiful location.
Okay.
There's very limited space, but if we go to my website or just even email me is probably the best way. So BernadetteGabrielle@gmail.
Okay.
And let me know that you're interested, and we will absolutely hook you up. But we do have limited space, so it's going to be very exciting. It's all about exactly what we're talking about, actually, is learning how to keep ourselves in alignment, to balance our energies, to channel our stresses, and to create a blueprint for yourself, for where you are to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And we will be doing all kinds of energy work, too. So it will be amazing experience for anybody who joins us.
It sounds like fun. You know what it is? When we have a seminar, and I can tell you, the neatest thing about when you have when you go to a seminar is it's feeling the sensation of the serenity of because I've been to some that you go, you feel the love of the people, believe it or not, because people are all united to try to be happy, because a lot of these seminars. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is a collective mindset.
Right.
And that's what creates change in ourselves, is when we are among other people who are of similar mindsets and focus, then it's collaborative. Right. And we help each other through it. And the goal of this retreat is to leave feeling completely decompressed and new and armed with whatever tools you need to handle whatever it is in your life. So in every area of life.
So now you're going to, let's say about relationships. Will you have a segment on that? About relationships?
Definitely, because that is one of the seven main aspects of life. Relationships are huge. It's not just the romantic or the intimate relationship, but it's every relationship. We have a relationship with everybody we encounter to some degree.
Right?
And so it's learning how to manage and navigate through all of those relationships, and particularly intimate relationships, because, you know, people get stuck.
Right, that's true.
You know, and a lot of times when we commit ourselves to someone, we do it with some baggage, and, you know, whether it's emotional disturbances or some kind of a trauma that we've carried over, we carry that over into the relationship. So learning how to release that and fill those voids with something that is going to be more positive and effective and progressive for us is really huge to embarking on the journey that will be more beneficial and in our highest and best. And that's the goal.
Well, that's cool, because I was going to give you an example of myself. You know, when I'm a giver. See, I believe I was taught to give, you know, whatever, you know, I'm in a relationship, I'm the giver. And what happened with me was I had a weird thing happen where, you know, when my birthday was on, and I was expecting, expectations are also another thing, was of a birthday card. I wasn't expecting a gift, but just a birthday card to acknowledge my birthday. So the person had me believe that they sent me something, and they didn't do that. And to me, what I learned from that was don't have expectations, because you can't. But also, I ended up, you know, like putting a wall with this person. I never talked to them after that, and I felt, why even do that? Waste your time to play a game like that when all it's going to do is it's going to come back to her, you know? So she did that with me, and I didn't call her back, Bernadette. I was really strong. I just didn't want to call her back because I felt, you know what? If I do what she did, it would be the same horrible thing. I wouldn't do that. So what I did was I just said, you know what? Let her go. And I never done that. You know? I've never done that. But what I'm bringing up as an example to our listeners here is sometimes you got to let go. And it's the toughest thing in the world to let go because, you know, we think in ourselves, oh, I can make it work. This could happen. This person I could forgive. This, you know, but sometimes the person is the same. And sometimes maybe you're growing, you know, in a different way. And that happened to me. It happened to me on my birthday.
You are absolutely right, Cameron, but that just shows the personal involvement that you have achieved for yourself, and that's really huge. A relationship is an equal exchange.
Right.
And at the very, very least, it's an equal exchange. And, you know, so when you're putting the energy forth for somebody, you know, you want to feel like you're, and it's not a selfish thing, but you want to feel like you're getting something in return.
Right.
Something that's going to fulfill you, although you are a whole and complete person going into any kind of a relationship, there is still that exchange. It's very necessary. And some people don't have it in them to meet those expectations, which, by the way, is a really powerful word because anybody to have expectations onto somebody else, it sets everything up for failure.
That's right.
Okay.
It's
either in you or it is not in you.
Right.
And it's either in them or it's not in them. And if you aren't seeing it through the actions, then it isn't there. And I've had a similar situation. I sent out, you know, a package, and it cost me more to send the package than for the contents that was in the package. But I did because I wanted to.
Right. You did a good thing.
You know, yeah, but you know, like you think, okay, well, this individual said that, you know, I was going to get this or whatever, and it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen. And you're like, okay, well, I made sure it happened on my end. So if it's not important enough to this other person, it's nothing wrong with that person.
Right.
It's just that's how that person is. And if you're okay with that, then great. Get involved.
Right.
But if you're not okay, or if you have that little ping, or you have that little sick butterfly fluttering feeling, and it's the sick one that you want to stay away from, everybody. Don't justify that sick butterfly feeling as a positive butterfly feeling. It's very different.
I don't think so. We have, you know, you remember Danny Cruz, you know, Danny I have on the show. And we had a rough week with him because Danny had feelings of suicide. And I go, Danny, let's talk. Because, you know, I want to know more about his feelings. You know, Danny is a UFO guy. You know, I have him on. He's a kid, you know. And I understand with his situation, not with suicide, but, you know, him being, he's very curious about the world, which is great. But when they have the suicide feelings, I said, why? You got so much going on for you. You're a caregiver. You got a wonderful family. You have people that love you. Why would you think that way? Well, anyway, I called them because we were supposed to have Laura Eisenhower on tonight. And, folks, we'll have her back. We just, with the Danny situation, we weren't able to have her. But I felt so bad for Danny because, you know, he's like a son I never had. But I had to be a strong father and say, Danny, when you feel better, you'll come on the show. I don't want to force him to come on. You know? So I had a thing this last 4 days. I couldn't get him. And, you know, and it was tough for me. You lifted a buzz in my head, but it was really interesting because Danny didn't call me till today. And, you know, when we do the show, as you know, we have a deadline because, you know, you have guests. Mm-hmm. You want to invite them on. And we'll have Laura. You'll come on the show with Laura Eisenhower, who's the granddaughter of Dwight. But anyway, what happened was he gives me the message an hour before I'm supposed to leave my home to go to the studio. And I go, Danny, if I were her, I'd feel bad. You know, that you would call me out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? To say, oh, come to the studio. You know, and that's not what we do here. We try to organize. But what Danny did was he, like, said, okay, it's our responsibility. You know, I'll tell you at the last moment. And that was something. And I was going to have you get some words to Danny to get his life together because he's been trying to get me. And I said, Danny, what I really want to help him, but what could we do? And that's my question to you. What could you do when someone thinks suicide and they have all the power in the world? They got a nice situation. He's a bright kid. He was living in D.C. He has a lot of good things, but what could I do?
First of all, you've done a great job thus far, because one of the biggest things that we need to do in situations of suicide is let it be known that we are a support and that we are there to encourage them and that they are loved. And, you know, first of all, suicide is the third greatest cause of death amongst, you know, our youth, and that means up until the age of 24.
Right.
And so it's a really big issue, and a lot of times, you know, people, the fact that he even vocalized himself, you know, and that he was feeling that way is really awesome, because that opens him up to getting help and being a support and talking them through and reminding them of, you know, the positive things in their life. Everything that you did is spot on.
Right.
There is a point where, you know, they have to also make a determination. And what I have individuals do in that situation a lot of times is writing is very therapeutic.
Right.
And so I will have them write down all of the positive things, because we're not focusing any on the negative. We all know that everybody deals with, you know, stresses and right. things in life that, you know, sometimes feel a little overwhelming. The issue with our younger generation is that there's not a whole lot of life experience to apply to a challenge. So being that we're still in a phase of, you know, let's the thrill seeker or the making a rash decision,
right,
is more probable in that generation.
Right.
So reminding and being that support system, and then, you know, seeking other outside help if it's necessary, seeing an energy, sorry, I'm going to have to say it, seeing an energy healer is a very effective. Traditional therapy is also very helpful, but in conjunction with, you know, energy therapy, mm-hmm. it's really a great union. So being able to connect with this individual and help them process whatever trauma or emotional disturbance they're holding on to. And sometimes they're not even completely aware of what it is, and it's associated with something that may have carried over from a previous life, or, you know, back in childhood when they didn't even remember because they were right. so young. But the impact is still held in the subconscious, right?
Well, yeah, he has a thing with a mother. See, I dealt with this issue last year. And I told him, I said, when you're ready to come back on the show, you can. But still going back to, you know, it's a very sad thing because, you know, for a 30-year-old guy to go through all this. And I said to him, I go, you know, let's talk. Let's talk. You know, I'm a friend to you. Let's talk. And I noticed that he's having problems with the mom and the mom. And he, I think Danny may be you know, what those people call when they change personality? You know, I have a bipolar.
Are you taking multiple personalities?
Well, he's
or bipolar?
Bipolar. And I felt bad for him because, you know, he's a kid. He's got a lot going on for him. And I said to him, you know, you can help me with the show. You can do interviews, you know, whatever. But the thing is, what holds him back is this deep crisis he has inside of him.
You know, to helping individuals who are feeling that deeply depressed, where they are contemplating taking their own life, helping them to siphon through who their circle is, who their circle of influence is. And family situations are really difficult.
Right. Oh,
because
help me.
you have there's connections on so many levels that,
true.
You know, you love these people, they're your blood, they're your family, but at the same time, a lot of times they're toxic.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a very difficult line to draw.
Right.
I have it in my own family. I get it.
It's really tough
to make those difficult decisions to be like, you know what? This is too toxic for me right now.
Right.
So I need to separate myself. And it doesn't mean forever, but it does mean until you get yourself back to a place where you're healthy. And you're at a place of balance and a place of peace within yourself, and you've learned how to maneuver certain situations or navigate through them so that, you know, you become more healthy to where when you do have to deal with these people, it doesn't derail you.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know what happens a lot of times? I know with my mom right now having dementia, the hardest part for me is seeing a woman that, you know, when you grow up with the person, grow up with with my mom in her younger days, that totally she doesn't know where she's at. And that's a whole subject that I'm trying to get grips on. And I've been okay with it recently because I changed my whole perspective on that. But you deal with the caretakers. Some of them want to steal her stuff. I could write a book on this one.
Yeah.
I had some in a room. Her drawers were open. I had one this week, and I said, why are you going in her room? Because she would wait till my mom would fall asleep, and she's in her room. So I said, well, what are you doing in her room? So she says, oh, I'm doing makeup. You know that's a lie. So I said, what are you doing in her room? You know, because this one is trying to manipulate my mom. And they come from these countries where, you know, they're third world countries, and what they do is they think we're stupid. But, you know, I mean, the Americans are stupid, but the thing is, they're doing things that are not proper, you know? Why would I want to have them with my mother when they do crazy things like that, right? I can't even trust her in a room. And then the one I had, there's a lot of issues. Well, a lot of these, especially the Philippines, of possessiveness, they're very judgmental. They're very, not all of them, but, you know, the ones I've dealt with. And they try to get in your face, and that's not their area. My concern is my mom's well-being, not them being in my face. You know, and that's been a big issue with me, in that you can't treat me like a human being. You know, I just don't want to be put in that realm. And what's been going on is because the person it doesn't treat me in a right way, and it just blows my mind how they treat people. And it's just they want and want and want and want. What more could we give them, you know? So that's what I'm going through personally. But I'm getting stronger.
And that's the positive side. And that's what we need to hold on to and focus, because everybody has an agenda. Everybody has their own place that they are. And a lot of times it doesn't resonate with where we are.
Right.
So, you know, recognizing that is, first of all, very huge, because then you're able to maneuver a little more cleanly and without allowing yourself or giving yourself over to a negative situation. And it is a very difficult thing to do, especially when you are passionately involved. Right. And I'm not talking about, you know, a sexual relationship. I'm just meaning any kind of, you know, you to your mother. It's a very passionate relationship. You love your mother.
Right.
You want the best for her. but not everybody around her has that same mindset. So you recognizing that and then being able to think more clearly to come up with a resolution for yourself and for your mother, that, you know, that's progress. Right. So, you know, life is difficult. And again, I'm going to say family relationships are very, very, they can be very, very challenging.
Oh, I agree.
And
I
think, you know, I have 8 children, and my children are, for the most part, very, very supportive and very encouraging. They're really, really great. But there's also certain dynamics where, you know, you don't see eye to eye, and they're on a different journey. And you have to, at some point, be able to let it go, because you can't fix it.
Right.
In your situation with your mother, it's a little different because she suffers from dementia. So, you know, someone needs to step in these cases.
Right.
And, you know, be a little more firm with, you know, the way you may see things, and maneuver it a little more carefully.
Right.
But there's no right or wrong, Cameron.
Right.
There really isn't. All we can do, and the best advice that I can give, is we have a heart chakra. The heart chakra is the 4th one up, and it is a very important chakra, because
that one
governs the emotions.
Okay.
And when you feel something, that's what you, when you feel it in your heart, that's what you need to act on, because a lot of times our logic gets in the way of doing what we know or what we feel is right.
Right.
And the heart is the new brain.
That's true. What you said is absolutely true, because when I receive energy on the heart, I feel like tons of stuff are released in the heart area. That's true what you say. It's very true what you say, because I've had situations where I felt very emotional, and just receiving energy in the heart area. Back, of course, front is the most important, and the back, because you have your left side, the spiritual side, and you have your back side to receive. And what's really interesting is the more you receive, the more you're calm.
Exactly. And that's the important part, is not to allow the emotions to consume you. And when it does, and when you feel like your emotions are consuming you, that's the best time to disengage, even if it's only for a short period of time, to bring yourself back to a place where you're feeling peace again, so that you can make a decision that's based on what you truly feel.
Right.
And not out of emotion. You want to respond. You don't want to react. And that's, there's a fine line between that. A reaction is something that happens automatically. You know, you're going to get upset. You're going to, you know, oh, I'm going to kick your ass, you know. Or you can pull back and go, you know what? I'm not going to. What I did with my kids when I would get angry like that is be like, okay, go to your room and close your door.
Right.
We will talk about this when I'm ready, and I'm not ready right now. So you need to go away from me so that I can get myself together, and then we'll talk about it.
Right.
And that's the best thing to do, because you have to be in touch with that part of you. And it doesn't mean that we're going to make the right decisions all the time, and that's okay too, because every choice we make brings us to the next choice. Right?
See, that guides us to your seminar. I want you to tell the people in our remaining moments about your seminar. We've got people to come from California. All the great people in San Francisco. Go ahead.
I am so excited about this retreat that's coming up. I am really, really excited. We have really dedicated this one to women.
Okay.
Because women really have a very difficult time, a lot of times, deciphering between the logic of the brain and the feelings of the heart.
Uh-huh.
And so this one is particularly designed for women to be able to recognize those areas in their lives that are causing them to feel the way that they feel, so that we can work with them to come to a place where they have techniques that they can use to be effective in their everyday life. And when they leave my retreat, I absolutely know beyond a shadow of a doubt that each and every one of them will be leaving there feeling cleansed, renewed, and ready to handle whatever it is that comes their way, because challenges are going to surface, but how we handle those challenges means everything.
Oh, sure.
And so,
sure.
Yeah, my goal for my participants is to allow all of those things that are causing them to feel tense, tight, angry, whatever, all of those negative emotions, and get them out. So I have 3 energy healers, including myself, okay. that will be a part of this retreat. Okay. One of them is my daughter, who is absolutely amazing, and she is my right hand,
oh,
and
I
we work very
to meet
closely
her.
Together.
I can't wait to meet her.
What's that?
I can't wait to meet her.
She is fantastic. Just wait till you do. I can bring her on next week if you want.
Yeah, bring her on because what we're going to do, we're gonna try to get on our show, a rock and roller. He's going to talk about his book. But, yes, we'd love to have her. She's welcome. You're family to me now. You're family, so you're welcome anytime.
Well, that is ditto, Cameron. I love you to bits and pieces, and I love your show, and I love what you do for the people, and I think it's really important for these issues to be brought up because there's so many factors that come into everything, so there's no one right or wrong answer.
Right.
It's just basically digging in deep and peeling back that onion, and that's a cliche, but it is entirely
true.
Because,
anyway,
you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, we got 30 seconds, but I want to thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you being there.
Well, I love you, Cameron. Thank you for having me. LA and BBS and everybody, love you. And Bernadette DeGabrielle at gmail.com. If you're interested in this retreat, hit me up and I will get you in. I appreciate you, Cameron.
Me too. Have a wonderful week. God bless
you. Too,
you
too, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
Take care. All right. That'll be our show tonight. And we thank you very much. Good night from Los Angeles.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.